Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How many of you have heard the term, there's no such thing as a free lunch? And if you didn't hear that, you hear it now, and this is proof. This is proof that you have to sing for your supper as well as your lunch. So it's nonetheless, it's always good to be with my brothers and sisters in different parts of the world. It's one of the things that I look forward to, and one of the benefits of places like the Middle East is that you get people from all over the world here. In Kuwait, you don't only have Kuwaitis, you have people from all over the place, you know, many different countries and so on. Another place where we have this kind of a mixed gathering is in Malaysia. We did the first of our LECs in Malaysia. Now I think almost five years ago, we had 12 or 13 nationalities in that one program. And that's mostly thanks to the international university, because a lot of international students who come there. So Malaysia is another place where you get the benefit of people from many different parts of the world. So, alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure to be here. I am going to be very short and brief because you guys want to go and do something else instead of sitting here, right? One thing about children, they are honest. They tell you like it is. They don't pretend to say, no, you know, Shaykh, we came only to hear you. And no, man. Alhamdulillah, very good. So, I'm going to get you out of here in 30 minutes flat. Is that okay? All right. Maximum 30 minutes, maybe before that. I want to say to you four things. And I want you to remember those four things. And 70 years from now, 80 years from now, 100 years from now, and I am of course no longer there, but you are there inshallah, and somebody says, what did you remember? What were the four things? And I want you to be able to say that. Alright? So four things. These are four, what I call the open secrets of success. And they apply to you and they apply to everybody else, but I'm saying to you guys because obviously these things, the earlier in life you learn them, the more you benefit, because that you have that much longer to practice. So we have here, I think, young ones who are very young, so alhamdulillah, you've got a lot of years ahead of you, inshallah, may Allah give you all those years right to the last moment, full of energy and good health and good iman, inshallah. So the first open secret of success is to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. That is the purpose for which we have been created. Allah created us only for one purpose, and that purpose is to connect with Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, the purpose of creation. Allah said, we have not created you. The negative is a double affirmative. We have not created you for anything other than to connect with us, to worship us. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. For no purpose other than to know us. So the first open secret of success is what? To connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. What's your name?
Yunus.
No, from there only. It's called a virtual handshake. Yeah. The benefit of a virtual handshake has got two benefits. One is that I can do it from here right across the room without getting up. And secondly is you can't catch a cold. Because cold viruses are transmitted by handshakes. So virtual handshakes, no virus transfer. So the purpose of creation, first open secret of success is what? Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. How do you do that? Because for each of these, I must give you. How? Salah. Dua.
Fasting.
Who said dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very specifically. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in the middle of all the ayat relating to fasting, and you said fasting. In the ayat related to fasting, in the middle of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by asking about Allah. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. When he asks me, I give him. Because you're close to Allah, you ask him. So dua, way of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then how else do you connect with Allah? Through reading?
Quran.
Tilawat al-Quran. And not just reading Quran. Before you read Quran, reflect on the Quran. Think about, ask yourself, what is it I am reading? What is the Quran?
Quran is the holy book.
Yes.
Quran is a book
of Allah.
The guidelines of Allah sent.
Quran is a voice of Allah.
Word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. Right? Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to you. Yeah? Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to you. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is speaking to you. The Quran came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of him, through him it came to us, and the Quran is for each and every single one of you. So when you read the Quran, sit there first of all before you start reading and ask yourself, what am I doing here? I am reading Quran. Allah is speaking to me. I am listening to Allah. When I am reading the Quran, Allah is speaking to me. And then remember what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when a person reads the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to him on the arsh and mentions that person by name. Mentions the person by name. When Yunus reads the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Yunus is reading Quran. What is my proof of saying that? I'm not trying to make you happy. If you're becoming happy, that's good for you. But that's not my aim. What is the proof? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fazkuruni Azkurkum. You make my dhikr, I will make your dhikr. You mention me, I mention you. So when you read Quran, you are doing dhikr of Allah. Allah is mentioning you by name. So think about that. Think about that. Allah is saying Zubair. Allah is saying Yunus. Eh? Connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First secret. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates an incident about a little boy. He said maybe this child was about 10 years old. How many of you are 10 years old? How many of you are less than 10 years old? Alhamdulillah. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates an incident. He said this is about a kid, a little child who was 10 years old, perhaps 10 years old. He said that I was going out of Medina somewhere and I saw this little child on a hillside preparing to pray. By the look of the child, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu realized that this little boy is about to pray. So he said to himself, let me go and see what is happening to the Ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the Prophet has passed away. So he said, I went and hid myself behind a rock close to this boy. And this little boy was a shepherd. He was a shepherd boy. He had some sheep and goats and so on which were grazing. And this was a time when there was a very heavy drought. You know what's a drought? Very heavy drought. There was no rain for a long time and the animals were suffering and there was no water and people were suffering. It was very hot. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, I saw this boy, he prayed two rakat of salah and then he lifted his hands in dua and he said, oh Allah, there is no rain and we are suffering because there is no rain and my animals are suffering because there is no rain. And he says, oh Allah, send me rain now. Huh? I'm talking about connecting to Allah. He says, oh Allah, send me rain now. And he says, I will not leave here until you send me rain. And he went on saying this. I will not leave until you send me rain. Send rain now. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that a cloud rose in the sky and came overhead and it rained and I got wet. That is the meaning of connecting with Allah. So do that. Pray 2 rakat of salah. Then what is the best time to pray this 2 rakat of salah if you really want to connect with Allah? What's the time?
Fajr.
Before Fajr. Wake up half an hour before Fajr. Stand, pray 2 rakat of salah and make dua. Ask Allah. What must you ask Allah? What can you ask Allah? Tell me.
Forgive me.
Yeah, all that. What can you ask Allah? One word. I want you to answer me in one word. Yes.
Anything.
Anything. Anything. There is nothing you cannot ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalla. Absolutely anything. Oh Allah, I want to fly from here to there. Can you make this dua? Yeah, why not? Why not? You get the point I'm saying? Who are you asking?
Allah.
Who is Allah? Go inside. Go inside yourself. Ask yourself, who is Allah? What is the feeling happening in your heart?
No.
Go inside. Not the words. I'm not talking. Whatever the words your teachers taught you, creator, this, that, have, no, forget all that. Inside yourself, go inside yourself. Who is Allah?
Prophet. Allah is the King of the Kings.
King of the Kings, okay. Must come from inside. Those are all words.
Beneficent
words.
Sami.
Allah is everything I want and everything I need.
Subhanallah. Everything I want and everything I need. So do this exercise, right? Do this tonight. Will you do it? Inshallah. Yes? Just sit. Forget all the words. Forget all the words. All the words that you know about Allah are all correct. Nothing is wrong with that. But we have to go beyond the words. Let me give you an example. Supposing I tell you, think of your mother. Then in your heart, what's there? What's there? Can you feel that? Is there a difference? When I say, think of your mother. Can you feel something? What's your favorite dessert? As long as it's sweet. As long as it's sugar, that's enough, right?
Yeah.
You get the point I'm saying? When there is something or somebody you really love, then you think about them or you think of that name comes, there is a feeling inside you, yes? Whatever it is. Which is your favorite computer game? Do you play games on the computers? How many people play games? You just walked into a trap, you realize that, right?
But I play little Islamic games.
Uh-huh. He will become an alim in the future, inshallah. Because he says, I play only Islamic games. He's learning young. Inshallah, very good for you. So the point I'm saying is that when you hear the word Allah, something has happened to your heart. That's the meaning of connecting with Allah. Point number two. Always be inquisitive learn. So at the end of each day, what I want you to do is at the end of each day, I want you to ask yourself one question. What is that question? What did I learn today? Alright? You got that? So what's the first thing you must do?
What did I learn today?
No. First thing, connect to Allah. Very nice. Thank you. What is the second thing you must do?
Ask yourself
what did I learn today? Right? When must you do that? Every night before going to bed. Keep a pad with you, keep a piece of paper with you or whatever and write down. I learned this today. Whatever it is. And supposing you find that when you ask this question, what did I learn today? And today there is nothing, I didn't learn anything. No problem. No problem. But, now remember that. I should have learned something today. One whole day went past, I had learned nothing. So tomorrow, this is not going to happen. I will have something to write. Alright? So what did I learn today? This inquisitiveness is a very, very important part of life. That's how you grow. That's how you learn. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what you learn. Please understand, I'm not saying to you, write one ayat of the Quran or one hadith. Or no, whatever it is. You learn how to kick the ball in football different from what you used to do. Fantastic. You learn that you get covered in mud like this little boy there and you had a great time. Fantastic. Right? Nothing wrong. But whatever. What did I learn today at the end of each day? Okay? Third thing. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. What do I mean by that? Two kinds of investment. One is money. How do you invest in yourself? Supposing your dad, your mom, whoever gives you pocket money. So what do you do? What do you do? How?
Invest your time in study.
How? What do you do? Yes.
Look back at what you learned at school.
Okay, you revise that. Fine. But I'm saying if you get some money, huh?
Charity.
Okay, that's a good, very nice. You must do charity regularly. But is it investment study? How? Yes.
Eating.
Yeah. Why not? Good. Yeah. Good eating. All right. Not junk food, right? Eating. Good. Eating good stuff. Not Coca-Cola and Pepsi and no Gatorade or stuff. No. Yeah. Yes. How do you invest in yourself? Yay, man. Check my head. Very good. Book. Buy books. Invest in yourself. So doing charity. And that's the answer to your further development on what the point you made was a good point. Very good. Buy a book. What will you do? Buy a book. So ask yourself when you get your pocket money at the end of every month, make an account of this pocket money and say, how much did I spend in charity? What book did I buy? Make sure you buy a book. And with your pocket money, don't tell your dad to go buy for it. No. Your money. We have to invest in ourselves, right? So what money you get from your parents, alhamdulillah, very good for you. Use it to your advantage. And then invest that money. Save that money, invest the money, make the money work for you. And that's the meaning of investing in yourself. How will you make the money work for you? Give me an example, huh?
Like we can buy Islamic books and sometimes we can buy a new Quran.
Well, that's okay, but I'm saying how will you make the money work for you? Buying the books is fine. What else?
By giving the poor and
giving poor, that's charity. I'm saying make the money work for you. These kids are like too good to be true, man. Yeah. There's no evil kid in among you. Please, excuse me. Not one single evil kid. This is crazy. Something wrong happening in Kuwait. I mean, what are you guys doing? Huh?
They all think about Akhirah.
You only Akhirah, wallahi. I mean, all these children are focused only on one thing, about getting into Jannah, wallah.
Check evil kids are sitting in
the all the Learn to make money work for, meaning do business. Start a business. What is the age to start a business? Anybody?
14, 10,
14, 24,
30.
No age!
23,
30. Why can't you start a business? You're 9, right?
100.
You're nine years old. Yeah, Yunus. Can you start a business? Today you are 9. Aish. This is a proper head thing. Can you start a business? Is it possible that you start a business? I'm not saying which business. Is it possible that you start a business? Of course, absolutely. Of course, yeah. What is the meaning of business? What must you do? For any business, what is a business?
Hard work.
Hard work is not business. Hard work is labor. Yeah? Huh?
Teamwork,
money. No, money is not business, man. What is, yeah?
Buying. We do.
Yeah!
To earn money.
This man is 9 years old, he's got a beard already, wallah. Alhamdulillah. You heard what he said? What did he say? You didn't hear it, okay. What is the business? Quick.
Trading?
Huh? Trading, yeah. Buying and selling, right? I mean, he said that, you guys didn't hear it. Buying and selling. You buy something at a price, you sell it at a higher price, that is business, yes? Anything. Why can't you start it? Remember, you learn how to do that. You are made. Your life is made. Because then from there you build more and more and more and continue your studies and everything else. It's a way of becoming responsible for yourself. Right? So buy and sell. Start businesses. So what is the first thing you must do? First open secret?
Connect with Allah.
What's the second one?
Ask
yourself, what did I learn today? What is the third one? Invest in yourself. Fantastic. Fourth one. No? Fourth one. Share. Share with others. What I call the abundance mentality. Share with others. Share your knowledge, share your time, share your money, share whatever you have with others. Who are the others?
Slaves,
family,
fellow Muslims.
Huh? Fantastic. Everyone. Share with everyone. Muslim, not Muslim, makes no difference. Share with everyone. As long as... Tell me something. Somebody who does not worship Allah, somebody who is an atheist, somebody who is worshipping idols, who is feeding them?
Allah.
Right? So what's your problem then? The man who is refusing to worship Allah, Allah is feeding him. So what's your problem with sharing with somebody who is not a Muslim? Islam came, Allah sent us to do what? To share. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat minan nas or linnas? Linnas or minan nas?
Minan nas.
Go pick up the Quran.
It's linnas.
Ayah 110, Surah Al-Alim. You don't have the Quran on your phone? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Linnas, not minannas. Why am I emphasizing on this point? Allah did not say we have extracted you from the people. Of course. Ukhrijat linnas, for the people. The Muslims were sent for the people. Did Allah say ukhrijat lil muslimin? No, ukhrijat linnas. For the people. So share. Right? So you invest yourself and you share. What is the benefit of sharing? What happens when you share? Yes.
You share and Allah gives you more.
Allah gives you more? Very good. What else? With people, yes.
They'll give you more,
okay. Yes. You make connections with people? Yes. What else?
The people will give in return.
People?
Good return.
People will give you a return. Yes, sir?
Getting
reward from Allah. Yes, what else?
People will change into Muslims.
People will change into Muslims. Yeah, well, hopefully. But even if they don't... What is the immediate thing? If
thank you.
Huh? People thank you. People like you. You become popular. You become influential and so on and so forth. Right? People like those who give. People don't like those who take. Yes or no? Nobody likes anyone who takes. People love those who give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes and keeps people who give. That is the secret why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today has put the power in the hand of the West. Because the West, despite all the evil that they also give a lot of good. Today, practically every single beneficial thing that you and I use in any aspect of life comes out of the West. And I know, we will tell me that, you know, 700 years ago, we are the people who initiated that and so on and so on. That is 700 years ago. Forget it. We live in a world where you don't even remember what happened last week. Forget about 700 years ago. Right now, medical technology, education, teaching and learning, transportation. You take almost any branch of our life, we take from the West. The West gives and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore establishes them. The same thing used to be the case with Muslims. Several centuries ago, we were the people giving to the world, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established us. The Muslims ruled the world far longer than the West has ever ruled. I mean, they haven't even got close. We more or less ruled the known world for about 700 years, you know, let's be generous, give 100 years here and there, doesn't matter. It's loose change. 700 years, the West is, America, 700 years ago, America was, people were living in trees. So that's, you know, the point is, however, that what they have done in terms of catching up is way ahead of what we've been doing. We have been sleeping since then. For the last 300 years, we've been fast asleep. And that's because we don't share. We have to share. And share is not only talking about, you know, Dawat of Islam. Dawat of Islam comes with action. Give somebody a bar of chocolate and talk to him and he'll listen to you. So we need to share with people. Right, so before we end, quick recap. What is the first thing we must do? First, open secret. Connect with Allah. Second one? Ask yourself, what did I learn today? Number three?
Invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself. Number four?
Share.
Share. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and guide you and use you and give you power and authority and wealth and make you the leaders of the world in the future and make you those who will pass on this goodness from generation to generation. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.